full BBS program starting right now. So the date today, if you need to know, is February 27th, and we're in the year 2015. And we're on BBS for Fridays and also Saturdays, Station 2. So here we go. And if you need to know the time, it's 7 o'clock Pacific, and that equates to 10 o'clock Eastern. So let's start a clearing here for people, end of the week clearing, getting rid of the weekly blues or whatever is attached to you. Probably payday for a lot of you, so that'd be good. Hooray, made some money. So here we go. Or maybe another hooray that I have to spend it all for bills. I don't know. Anyway, hooray for making money this week. You're employed. If you're not employed, maybe next week you may be making some money. So here we go. Think of that as a positive thing happening. So one, clearing out your energies of misfortune or whatever's come upon you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll bring up the light beams now, everybody. So here we go. We'll first bring up the energy of the male light beams. There's three of them coming your way. So one, two, three, four, five. Next will be the non-gender. Three of them coming. One, two, three, four, five, and the female only comes in as one. So here we go. Female light beam. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So we'll start the show off here. Saw the movie Jupiter Ascending, and very interesting. They, you know, talked about. They had some grays in the movie. If you haven't seen it, it might be interesting. There were some gray aliens there. There was people that actually had ownership of the Earth here. They were going to be harvesting people. The reason why they harvest people in this movie is to get the life force energy. It looked like water, and it would make them live longer, maybe live forever, because they need to have this maybe spirit energy with them. And it would also, like, de-age them. So the reason why they were harvesting is only because of overpopulation. So I guess they had a lot of other planets in the universe, and this is just one of them. And when the planet gets too overly populated, then they start harvesting. So that's what the movie's about. So watch the movie. You might realize that we've been talking about this for quite a while. And it's how aliens are out there to want to use you, eat you, drink you. So here we go. We'll turn it back over to you, Cindy. Hopefully you're doing good tonight.
I am doing great. Thank you so much, Ron, and welcome, everyone. Ron just opened the show with clearing weekly blues release, which is wonderful. Thank you, Ron, for doing that. I'm wondering if we would be able to have a mental clarity clearing also so that we're all in the same thought process.
Okay, here we go. So let's clean out your energies here. That's keeping you from being in the present moment. And this is similar to the Mind to Heart drop, similar to the Be Here Now, and similar to the 2,000-year barcode that everybody has on them to keep them from being present and to have understanding, or inner-standing, we should say. So here we go. Let's get you so you're right here on the, say, we'll just use it to coin the word here, we'll say CLS timeline, which is actually the now timeline where you're not in time. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke, everybody. So hopefully you're a little more peaceful. That's what source is peace. and you shouldn't really be thinking of anything, just listening. So back to you, Cindy.
Excellent, Ron. Thank you so much for doing the mental clarity clearing for us. You had mentioned the Jupiter Ascending movie, and I just wanted to let everyone know that creationlightship.com is Ron's website where all the clearings are, and also how to subscribe to the newsletter. And there is a link during the live shows for the chat and also the audio, which you already know about. But you can click on the chat, and that'll take you to the CLS Chat Connection site. It's a welcome page where you will see the triple light beam link, and you'll also see announcements, somewhat urgent announcements, and then also the fantasy or real link is where we have posted the Jupiter Ascending link and just a snippet of information about harvesting humans. And that link notes starting about 1 minute and 20 seconds is where they mention the harvesting. So if you want to check that out, you can click on the link. And also, I found out that this film is made by the same filmmakers of The Matrix.
Uh-huh.
So I thought that was interesting.
Yep, and so that, that's why you want to have clearings, everybody. So you have clearings and more spirit energy, so you're able to leave here, you know? That's the whole thing. You need to get yourself in your body with your spirit, and or you just need, if you don't want to take your body with you, then you just need to get your spirit with that barcode off, but, doing the whole lifetime clearings is what's needed, so you don't become connected to this energy that they're talking about. So but the movie's very good, you know. A lot of, it's just a typical alien movie, and a lot of them are out now. Even the ones that are on the previews of upcoming movies are about alien stuff, too. So guess where we're living, people. It's all around us. Remember, the aliens are in fires and tornadoes and stuff just off the ground around you, but you can't see them. So next time you see something burning and it's on a video and you can pause it and, play it, pause, play, you start seeing alien faces and really weird-looking, awful-looking critters with sharp teeth lots of times, and they look horrible. And that's what's here. So you just don't see them with your physical eyes, but you do see them as the smoke and debris, say, forms around them. And you can look at some of the tornadoes that's out there, and some look really, really bad, as they're sucking up stuff from the ground. And, it doesn't take much of a brain once you tell somebody about it and they start looking. You say, and, they may not understand about these are the aliens doing it, but they will understand that there's something in there. And a lot of people don't want to think that aliens can cause this problem and cause, earthquakes, tornadoes, and things like this, hurricanes, because that would mean that you have no control over your reality. But the great sky clearing does help. But a lot of people really don't want to know the truth. They're looking for the truth, but if they found out the truth, I think we'd probably, at least myself wouldn't be, maybe the listeners wouldn't, but everybody else might just get paralyzed with the aliens controlling things here. So, back to you, Cindy.
Thank you, Ron, for that explanation. And the clearings that Ron mentioned are at creationlightship.com. And the Gray Skies clearing is on the left-hand side under the free healing samples. So you can check those out if you are new and just joining us. And I would like to share an email that we received, and it has to do with music. So we've just talked about movies, or a movie, and how sometimes that overlaps through reality, possibly. And now we have a person that is hearing a song or repetitive parts of the song. It's from Aerosmith, Dream On. And she thinks it's a keyword for abduction and did do the mind to heart drop until she no longer heard the song, which that's very good. But then it came back later. So, Ron, what else can be done for repetitive thoughts?
Like, well, the mind loop one clearing can help out. So if you're maybe hearing a song in your head and you didn't request to hear it, you have to remember you should be silent. Okay, you shouldn't have anything going on in your head. You shouldn't have anything talking to you, okay? So the fact that something's talking to you means that it's not in peace, because peace energy doesn't communicate. And so if you hear something like a song being regurgitated over and over again and repeated, then you know that somebody is in your mind or transmitting that song to you, okay? And then what are they getting out of that? And what are the words, you know? How are they trying to entangle you into different timelines? So the mind loop one clearing can help you. Remember, peace energy is not going to give you, you know, songs or information or telling you what a great day it is, you know, and look out for this and that and the other. It doesn't work that way. It's free will, free choice, and it's not going to judge your experience or even tell you what's going on in your life, because it doesn't work that way. So if you're not, you know, hopefully everybody out there is not thinking. You're driving your car, maybe going to work, with no thoughts whatsoever. Then you're in the present moment. You can still be alert and drive your car, but you shouldn't really be, you know, having an internal conversation with yourself about what am I doing today? How much work am I going to be doing? I don't like the person sitting next to me. You know, if you get all this stuff coming to you, that's not from you. It's from the aliens transmitting this energy to you to take you off your center and take you off your peace. So do the mind a heart drop, and it should leave you instantly. So back to you.
Excellent, Ron. Thank you so much. And the rest of the question is, could this be a transmitted implant, or are they transmitting an implant?
I couldn't say for sure on an implant if that's coming to you through the song. It's possible. Remember, everything is possible with the aliens, but you know, I won't say that that is definitely an implant. Just happen to be tuned in to the frequency of whoever wants to talk to you and connect with you through that song, okay? And so they are programming you. So it's a song, not just this song, but whenever you have anything going on, like I said, inside of your head, because you're not choosing to think of anything, okay? Now, when you start thinking about something, then you're on a timeline, and you can be connected to that timeline through those thoughts that you're having. And why are you doing that? Well, you're not. You just happen to be, you know, open to having something to communicate to you. So that should not be a normal occurrence, okay? So if you do have a lot of thoughts in your head and you start talking about what happened a year ago and, oh, yeah, this happened, that happened, well, it's kind of like gossip, you know? So if you have all this stuff going on inside of your head, just think of how many timelines you're creating for yourself and who's making you create those timelines, because you don't want to be on those timelines. So that's the whole thing. You want to be peaceful. When you're in peace, you don't have any thoughts. Back to you, Cindy.
Excellent, Ron. Thank you for sharing that. In the email, there was a mention of keyword, and Ron has actually created a group of free clearings for us on the left side of creationlightship.com, including the alien keyword intercept. There's some other ones there, too, that are very interesting and could be helpful. But that came to my mind along with the mind loop. So
the keyword's good. Yeah. Very good, Cindy. Yeah, because that one's a pre-clearing. You can do that one, too. Mind loop one is if you keep having repetitive thoughts all the time, something's haunting you. And then also we have the, reoccurring event, systematic problematic clearing, which is a barcode, which they can attach to you also. We have more than one way to enter into a clearing. The first one's free with the keyword. If you do have a keyword, one word, but if you have other things going on, it could be a barcode and it could be mind looping. And the mind loop just reinforces the drama and trauma. So by doing the mind loop clearing, it's going to probably help you not to reinforce that, but you haven't got rid of it. So maybe it might lay dormant until somebody else pushes that button in you, and then all of a sudden you start mind looping again. So you want to probably do, if you have something that is pretty dreadful or awful happening, to do the barcode clearing, the reoccurring event barcode. Okay, Cindy, what other emails do we have?
Well, we do have a question regarding parallel lives, and I guess I'd like to have it be general. Is it important to know how many parallel lives we have?
There'd be no way of knowing. So that's the first thing, you know, because you're being put on timelines moment by moment. So there's no way to know, you know, what that is. Also, parallel lives are past lives. It makes no difference. You know, if you think you got all of them and you find one more, you know, you're not going to know what thoughts your ancestors had or you had, you know, every minute of the day. That's already programmed in you. And so it would be an awful daunting situation if you were to even try to figure out, well, just think about it. What thoughts did you have yesterday? You know, I bet you nobody on the planet could probably really tell you how many thoughts you had yesterday and what each one was. Okay? Or even, for that matter, an hour ago. So, now if you're in peace, you can say, "Up, I didn't have any." That's good. So it doesn't make any difference how many lives you had, who you were, what you were, where you came from. None of that stuff is valid. One thing that you need to know is that you need to get that emotional clearing to get the aliens off your butt as much as you can, to get off of the timelines, and you know, from there, do other clearings to help yourself out so you're not, you know, subject to their abductions of you. That's the bottom line here. You know, it's as you start realizing what's really going on, like I said, you're here every 10 minutes and then another alien race has you. They abduct you, stop time. Maybe they stop time for 2 months and they fix you up, make you look pretty, you know, and then drop you back down again. And then you're using their score card, and they're using whatever situation you're in, and they're hoping to extract more of you, more of your life force energy from you during that 10 minutes of time so they can live off of you. So, you know, the movie Jupiter Ascending, and the Jupiter is a lady's name. That's a girl's name. I don't think she's that old, but she is a girl. I'll just call her a girl. And ascending means that she ascended up to where she's supposed to be, which is kind of like the queen bee, you know. So she's at the end, she is the owner of the planet here, hoping to make change. So anyway, the whole thing is timeline crashing. Do the clearing so that they can't find you. Because they're finding you only because you're emotional. Another way of saying, maybe you're mentally unstable or something, you know. That could be one way of looking at it. You keep having things come to you that you don't like, and your mind is bringing them to you, so you just want to get off the treadmill. So they want you to be at a bunch of treadmills at once, maybe 1,000 or more, with different situations to take your energy. That's what that program's about, and oddly enough, the aliens there, you know, kind of look like grays from a distance. So, you know, the movie has a lot going for it. I don't know if people are going to really get it too much, but they did say we're harvesting a bunch of times, so that's good. Very good. It goes along with the movie District 9 with the aliens love cat food in a can. So for your cat lovers out there, it's pretty sick. But for the few humans, having humans in the can would be even worse. I don't think they're going to want to have clones or clone humans in there because they won't carry the right frequency. They want real humans. So, back to you.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing the information, I think. Well, actually, we do need to know it, so it is important. It's just odd information and scary, actually. Okay, well, we have an email, and it has to do with holograms. Regarding the video, astrophysicist, cosmetologist, Nobel Prize winner George Smoot, and he discusses people's brains will be downloaded for hologram reality. And
I would say that's correct, yeah. That would make sense to me, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. And he says here, this must be a book, or maybe this is the video, you are a simulation, and physics can prove it. So, when he's saying simulation, is that part of the hologram reality that we're...
Yeah,
real?
I would say that's correct, yeah. You're actually... Remember, your hologram until you're real. That's what I do at the Expo, to make people real, become human. And so that takes you out of the 10-minute clone replica of you, the cloned human, which is here every 10 minutes. And so then you become human. So when you're human, it's completely different. I actually only saw, I'm on and about, only saw, I went into a restaurant maybe a month ago, I think, and went up to the counter, and she asked me a question about something, and I said, "Well, I'm a human, you know." She looked at me and goes, "Oh," I said, "I'm not a clone. I'm a human or something." And so I saw her again today, and she was glowing. She's still a human. Everybody else was a clone, and
wow.
I didn't look to see if they're the 10-minute human clones or just plain clones. I didn't want to go there. But she, like, stood out like crazy, you know, almost like she had a spotlight on her. So she did emit a lot of energy. And that's pretty sad, seeing maybe 500 people today. So anyway, I think the human race is being extinct, going extinct on us here. So you got to do clearings. Otherwise, you may end up in that container. You know, and they had 200 in each container, 200 humans. When they boiled them down or whatever they did, it looked like it's clear water because she broke one of them, dropping it, being shocked that she was holding 200 human lives in the container and it splashed on the ground and, you know, when it broke in the glass bottle. But, yeah. So anyway, I thought it was a very good movie. I don't know how many people are really going to get it about harvesting, but they, you know, maybe the implants will go off and the thing that they're talking about farmers or something. I don't know, you know. But anyway, back to you, Cindy.
Thank you, Ron. So would you please share with us one more time how we can stay human?
Well, you have to do clearing so that you don't get abducted. So what you're looking at is, how do I become human? Well, when you have more clearings and your spirit can come into your body, and then that makes you more human. So that's the bottom line. Now, you can say, well, yeah, I'm a spiritual person, and, you know, I did all my yoga and my chants and everything else throughout my life. Well, that took you further away from being connected to source energy, so right away you make some mistakes. But you need to do the clearings to get rid of the programs that got put into you. We'll just call it mind energy. thought energy, your DNA, and you need to get those out so your spirit can be more into your body. So it's simple. Look at the baby. The baby is a lot more clearer than you are, okay? Why is that? Because they're not thinking. They're not running programs. And they haven't learned how to live here. They weren't taught how to live and switch over their spiritual energy to get out of that and get into mind energy. So when you start learning something, then you're automatically going into the darkness. So, you know, that's the trade-off. And it's kind of hard to talk about that because people say, well, I need to know how to drive my car. I need to know this, that, and the other. But, yeah, you activated DNA. So the clearings can, like what Jesus did, cleared you of your sins, basically. Same thing, you need to get the stuff out of you that contaminated you to get your spirit back in. It's that simple. Just do the clearings. And you need to do the, like I said, the whole lifetime emotional one first. I get a lot of people sending me emails, and they talk about their situation, their problem, maybe like, you know, five paragraphs or so. I don't need to know all that. And I ask them, what clearing did you have? Well, I don't know which one to begin with. So if you're one of those people, that's it. Don't look at what you have, you know, doesn't matter what condition you have, what happened to you in your life, what's going on now. Emotional clearing, you need to have that, the whole lifetime one. Not don't buy the unlimited until you do the whole lifetime. So do the whole lifetime, and that's the one that's $5 times your age. Do that clearing, and that gets you off of a lot of timelines that you're dealing with now, which is causing your illness, which is supporting and reinforcing your situation of what you're dealing with because you're on timelines. And that could be, you know, dealing with fear and everything else. So that's what you need to do is get that clearing. After that, then you reevaluate yourself and see where you are. But if you don't do that clearing, there's really no hope for you because you can't do it yourself. And it only takes, like, you know, maybe 20 minutes to do for your whole lifetime. At the most, probably half an hour. And from there, you're cleared, and you start a new life, and your DNA that got activated in this lifetime, almost all of that is released from you. So it's like a gigantic karma clearing, if you want to use that term. And you don't have to think about anything. All you do is hear my voice counting down. And we do about, you know, basically 2 years a minute. So back to you, Cindy.
Thank you, Ron, for sharing that. Excuse me. I'm wondering, since we've had some very controversial topics come up tonight, if you would share a fear clearing with us. That would be appropriate.
Okay. So, yeah, just think of, you know, one of the alien movies that you've seen that scared you. Maybe the original Alien one frightened you when that creature popped out of that man's chest, you know. Are those things real? Well, they got the information from somewhere. Remember, they're in mass consciousness, dreaming this stuff up, being creative. And so, yeah, does that exist? Of course it does. Can it do that? Well, yeah, it can, but you may not see it. You know, so here we go. So think of one of your fears that you have, and I'll release that from you, that one particular situation that you're looking at. It's not going to be the whole book with all the volumes and chapters and pages, and just the one that you're looking at, I can clear. Here we go. Release that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. So now you have peace in its place. If you look at it, you may still see it, or it may be gone completely. And you may wonder, and your body should probably be getting a little more relaxed right now from that. So, and, you know, when I talk about these movies and different things like this here, why do you think the movies are out there? Well, they're showing you what's happening. They're giving you a sneak preview of your future. Okay, so that's it. You know, we don't see, you know, Bambi on TV a lot, you know, anymore, where you're watching some beautiful, you know, animals without fighting and just, you know, watching nature scenes. No, we don't see that. All we see is aliens going after people, you know, in the future, of things flying around. And I think they did mention in that movie or one of the previews, they mentioned 2016. So, back to you, Cindy.
Well, okay, so I'm hooked. What about 2016, Ron?
I really can't disclose that because it's one of the underground facilities I was taking stuff out on. So that I can't talk about. But there was some alien ships, lots of them, coming in 2016. So I can't go much more than that. Well, we I don't know how many we destroyed, what we could find there, whether it was all of them or not, I don't know. But it was, you know, in the waters off of Brazil. So a very large facility. And 2016 was their takeover date. So anyway, that was then. That's like maybe a couple, 2 to 3 months ago. So back to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for all that extra work that you're doing for us. While we're sleeping, you're out helping save the world, so to speak. So that brings me to a link that was found on Yahoo, and this has to do with a former president advisor, and his biggest regret was keeping America in the dark about UFOs. So I find that fascinating, and he went on to say a little bit about it. So really, that's confirming what you've been saying all along, Ron.
Yeah, well, everybody should know about them. So just look at the ship clouds in the sky. Those are obvious once you start understanding a little bit. And, you know, everybody normally talks about them as spaceships and things and Area 51 and the different facilities around Area 51. But there's so much more going on than that. Normally they just try to give you enough information to let you know that something could be happening or is happening, but I would say it's probably 1,000 times worse than what you even know about. So, back to you.
So that's our invitation to definitely turn up the clearing access and get our spirit, as much of our spirit back as possible, right?
Yep. If you don't have your spirit in your body, you will be under attack. They will get you because they want to get your body and they want to get the life force that you have in it. And if you have a place for them to come into you, then they can put implants in you. And then, in a sense, take you in the beyond, though. If you're full of spirit energy, they're really not going to want you because your spirit, I won't say your spirit's going to ward them off. It's possible. And that'd be the nice thing to say, you know, for people. But, you know, most people, they're only 1% in their body or something. Remember, you came in here full. And each lifetime that you had, you lost a little bit of yourself. So you're first 100%, and maybe you lost, you know, 0.1% from each lifetime as the aliens captured that. And now you're looking at, you know, being here for 80,000 years or something. Well, you lost a lot of you. So maybe you only came in with 2% from what you originally had. And so people say, you know, I hear this all the time at the expos. They say, my spirit's very powerful, you know, it was created from source energy. Well, yeah, but, you know, where is it? And they go, what do you mean? I go, well, you may only be 1 or 2% of what you were when you first came here. And they don't like to hear that. And then I say, well, if your spirit is that powerful, then why does it leave your body when you get hurt? And then why didn't it protect you during the process of you getting hurt if it's that powerful? And then they don't know what to say. And then their implants go off, their eyes roll back in their head. And they may just walk away because they don't know what I'm talking about at that point, because the aliens said, uh-oh, this person might get educated. We better put on a song on their head so that they go looking for something else. We'll take them to the the person selling crystal skulls or something, you know, or whatever, you know, down the road, and then they're off. So yeah, that's what happens. Unfortunately, people, you know, are not that powerful, because if you were, you wouldn't be here. Your spirit would say, "Up, ascension time, 2,000 years ago when Jesus came, I'm out of here." So maybe the few that left, if any, back then, are gone, and what's left here is kind of like in the movie. They let this 2,000-year cycle here, you know, have a lot of people, so we're kind of overpopulated. And now that's ideal, you know. They can harvest people. Just think of, you know, somebody who's raising cattle who, or let's just say a farmer who's growing corn. Hopefully it's, you know, organic, but we'll just talk about a corn. Well, they want to get as much corn as they can get on their land, okay? So that's the whole thing. And so that's what the aliens wanted, was us to overpopulate so they have more hosts, people that they can connect with and steal the energy from. So your only defense that you have, besides the clarion, is to have your spirit with you. And you have to have the clarion to get the spirit with you to begin with. So, and if you try, and what happens is, you see, you cannot use mind energy to call your spirit back. It won't come back. It's not going to come into darkness. So you start thinking, well, I'm going to connect and call my spirit back to me because it's out in the darkness. Well, use the mind energy to do so. It's not going to come to you because you're thinking in a different system. You're not thinking in light. So the clarions take away that stuff that you have to bring your spirit back into you automatically. And it's nothing to do with mind energy. It will come gladly back to you if it's not completely out on, you know, timelines in the beyond where it can't be found, but it will come back if it can, because you cleared out the darkness and it only lives in light. So it'll come back to you in the reality of light that you have in your body, those little cubicles, we'll say, kind of like a beehive. It'll come into one of those little areas and reside there again. So back to you, Cindy.
Wow. So, earlier you talked to us about how to stay human, and for those new folks that are joining us tonight, I'm wondering if you could talk with us briefly about keeping our spirit in our bodies.
Well, keep doing the Be Here Now clearing. That's a real easy one. The Mind of Heart Drop will disconnect you from, you know, timelines. And that puts you into the present moment. And so even if you are 99% darkness, doing the Be Here Now clearing and, we'll say, and or, you know, the Mind to Heart Drop, you're using that 1% of your spirit energy, we'll say, and that will work for you and it will put you into peace. So that's what you need to have happen, is to have that little part of you work for you, but you have to command it to do so. And that's the process. So.
Thanks, Ron. We do have another question regarding spirit, and it's a two-part question. The first part is, if we go within, should we be able to go beyond the physical and fourth dimensional qualities?
That one I have no answer for. Because then you're going using the mental energies, and you're using what people have taught you here about other dimensions, okay? Remember, Source only has one dimension. That's the source of light. It's only one particular area which you should be inhabiting, okay? That's probably where you want to go to. So anything else that you've learned is just there to take you sideways, to maybe give you more questions, to get more answers, to go further down the rat hole. So that's, you know, just be here in the present moment. Don't worry about dimensions. Because believe me, you're on thousands of them anyway, with your parallel lives, present, past, and future. So get back into the present moment here. And that's the Mind to Heart Drop. And then the Be Here Now can help you come back here instantly, also if you're having a situation or something. That's a wonderful clearing, and it's a free one. Back to you.
Thanks, Ron, for reminding us of that. And also I wanted to share CLS Chat Connections has a reminder tab that has the Mind to Heart Drop and Be Here Now information links and then additional reminders Ron has shared with us. So be sure and check that out. And let's see here. Second part of the question is, I was following a source of energy that I thought was spirit, and it would take me into places of witnessing. Was I being courted?
Well, if you start to follow things, we'll say, then you're in mind energy, so now you're on a trip, okay? You're on a trip, either a mental trip, you know, hallucinatory, holographic trip, you know, because you're not dealing in the now. So in a sense, you're on a meditation. And then you're going to be seeing things hooking you up to more timelines. So that you don't want to do. Very simple. So back to you.
Excellent. Thank you. And let's see here. We have a question regarding what happens to people that haven't heard about Creation Lightship and Ron Amatron and haven't done the healings.
Well, at this point,
they have trouble, you know.
That's why, you know, we have the internet. So it's up to you people to assist other people to know about what's really happening here. And you know, if you look at the movies, like I said, they're showing you what's happening. So if a person doesn't watch the movies that's coming out and everything else and doesn't have a computer, and you know, then they're at a very disadvantage. So everybody, in theory, unless the country that you're living in doesn't have that, you know, that's pretty bad. But, you know, I have no way to help people who don't have internet and who can't, you know, find me. The people that can do, and it's up to you to tell everybody else. You know, write something to different countries, you know, write to the, you know, I don't know if NATO would do anything, or the UN or anything like that, but, you know, you just need to look at the Mind to Heart Drop and get that out there. You know, if you want to put a little ad up in a newspaper or something, maybe it'll cost you maybe $25 or $50, whatever, and you want to do that, and you just state the Mind to Heart Drop in there. That could help some people who maybe don't have the internet or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then put the website in there if they're interested. But, you know, I can't answer that question. You know, I'm sure there's people on BBS who doesn't listen to our show either, you know, and that's a network, and people listen to their own shows of what they're kind of hoping to, trying to get information and knowledge, and they're only going to be drawn to what they have had in the past as far as connecting with the same energies. So, and they may not be interested in what we're talking about. So it's free will, free choice. So back to you.
Well, you did answer the question, Ron, so thank you. The other part of the question is, what happens if somebody dies, or in this case, a person committed suicide, and they don't know about Creation Lightship? And you already gave us the answer. However, I'm wondering if that comes to a person's attention, can they do a clearing for the person that passed, even though they don't know them?
Yeah, you can do the deceased loved one clearing. That's designed to get the spirit out of here, of that person, and also the emotional body. The emotional body can be done any time. because that's just body hopping, probably through relatives and friends. But the spirit needs to be probably done within maybe, I'd say, a couple of weeks to play it safe. I would say a month on the outside. A week would be probably better. You know, if you're listening to the news and you hear of somebody, a famous person who got, you know, ran over by a car and they're dead now or something, and you go, oh, wow. In fact, somebody just passed on, I think today, Spock. Leonard, was it Nimoy or something like that? I think he died today. So,
yes.
You know, that's what would help him out a lot. Remember, he was dealing with aliens. In fact, that was probably one of our first alien shows, you know, to acquaint us to these things, you know?
Right.
So, back to you.
Excellent. Thank you, Ron. We do have a fast chat feedback question regarding spirit. Is there two spirits in the body, one in the eyes and the other one in the heart?
No, the one that's looking out of your eyes stays in your heart. Well, it looks out of your eyes, and it's also in your heart. So let's use that terminology. It needs to see what you're looking at, because it's creating. It's a creative spirit that's with you. Then your body has one. So it's a very good question. So your spirit is here to put its energy into your creations, and it has to look at the creations, see the creation that you're doing. Just think if you're painting something, it has to watch that to put its energy into it. And your body then has its own energy that also works without your spirit. So that's another spirit. It does have light in it. And that keeps your body living, because your spirit needs to resonate to your physical body so those two spirits can resonate together for healing. Otherwise, if your spirit was not connected to light of your body, and your body was a clone and it had a spirit in it, your spirit that looks out of the eyes of the clone could not do anything to the body, because it's a different life form. So the two are actually of light. The one that looks out of your eyes is connected to your heart. Hopefully I answered that question. There we go.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, we do have a question regarding a movie. Have you ever seen the movie Solvent Green? And what do you think of that movie, Ron?
Well, I saw it a long, long time ago. All I remember is the skies were pretty polluted, you know, but I don't really have much of a recall on it. All I can remember is about the, you know, the atmosphere being pretty bad. So that's all that I can remember. No other comments on it.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see here. I have another email that came in, and this has to do with clearing pain, and then I have another one that asks to clear resentment. And I'm wondering if there's a clearing that you'd be able to do, Ron, that would give us the option. And I feel like resentment regarding the aliens right now.
Uh-huh. So let's do a clearing here. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about aliens throughout this whole show here and stuff. So what do aliens give you? The aliens give you implants, okay? So let's do a clearing for implants. And at the last expo, I took them out of people's eyes and ear, eyes, I believe. And ones out of their ears, too. And that was pretty interesting to watch people respond to that clearing. So let me... let's work on people's shoulders. So here we go. Left shoulder first, taking out the alien implant. And there could be more than one. And so why would they give you an implant in your shoulder? Well, that's to give you some pain. So maybe you hurt yourself when you were 8 years of age, maybe a little playing, you know, wrestling with your friends, and you pulled a muscle and and now you're 50 and it still hurts you from that time, and they made it like an implant into you because they want you to hurt all the time. So here we go. Things like that happen. So let's take the one out of your left shoulder, and there could be more than one, but to see what happens. So kind of notice your left shoulder's energy. Maybe just move it up and down a little bit, you know, rotate it around, and just see if it eases up or feels better. So I'm going to count to 10 to release the implant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do it again, just to make sure, in case you have two of them here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And if your body heats up, maybe you're sweating, different things can happen. Maybe you had a pain for like your whole life and it went away. Things like that, you know, do happen instantly. So move your shoulder and just see if it feels a little looser. That's what I'm kind of talking about here. And let's do your right shoulder now. So kind of take note of that, move it around, see how it's working. And here we go, right shoulder. Taking out the implant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just see how it's doing here. And do another one here in case you have two. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We'll see if we get any comments. And our show's coming to a close probably in about 10 minutes here, but we'll just see if we get anything coming through. So, and if not, send a comment over so we can maybe read it on the next program here. Back to you, Cindy.
Absolutely. And when you go into the CLS chat connection site, you'll also see the chat, fast chat box, and or the fast chat link, I should say, and also clsquestions@yahoo.com is a place that you could send lengthier emails or if you have a question that you need an answer to. So I forgot to announce that earlier tonight. I apologize. And the information is also listed at creationlightchip.com. And Ron, we do have other emails, but I wanted to be sure and mention that Sunday is the, well, it's March 1st, first of all, and that is also when we have the last February intensive conference call.
Yep, so we get rid of the alien critters that are living with you. Great, huh?
Yay! Well, yay to get rid of them.
Oh, God, what else do I have, you know? I got to worry about being put into a jar with 200 other people and being, as they drink me at some point. And the harvest, and I'm only here for 10 minutes, and then I'm somebody else, and now I got alien critters crawling around inside of me. Well, that's life here on planet Earth. So that's what we take out of you, and so what happens is you may have an illness, a problem that these things are causing. They have waste products. They have poisons. Now, what I'll do is do one for inside of your mouth. So maybe somebody's on here, maybe having a problem, maybe with their teeth. That's kind of a concern sometimes. Maybe you have an infection. Maybe you have a stomach problem. Maybe you feel a little nauseated. Maybe the show did that for you, but hopefully not. So here we go. Maybe you have some type of flu going around, you know. So anyway. Let's take away that energy, and if the alien critter is there doing that, giving you poison and waste products, we'll get rid of it, see if that'll help you. Here we go. So releasing that energy. So I won't indicate what it looks like. We'll just, you know, that'd be probably even worse for you. So here we go. So one, taking these things out of everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's the critters being released. How would you poison? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how you're doing now, everybody. And I'll take out the dead carcasses. Maybe you got some that are kind of putrefying in you, and they're kind of stinking and causing your body to have reactions. So here we go. Dead carcasses. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Back to you, Cindy.
Thank you so much, Ron. We have two comments regarding you cleared implants for us. And the first comment is, removed implant from the right shoulder. I felt an electric shock run down my arm, and my left shoulder feels great. So that is wonderful. And we do have another email that came in and states, that made a difference to the muscles in between my shoulder blades. I have not been able to relax those for years. How do I get more of that clearing? So, Ron, I don't remember the name of the clearing you did.
Boy, I know I did something on another show about that. The 8-hour calls can help with that. Okay, so we'll say that you're one of the first-time listeners and you don't know what we do. So what I would say, if you have a condition where it's an alien energy attached to you, then probably I would get on the call that's on Thursdays, because that's the replica call, and that's where they create. Okay, what happens is let's just say that you do have your back's tight, you have a sore muscle forever, you know, and it can't go away, or a pinched nerve or something, and I can't guarantee it's going to fix it, but this is probably the call to get on, I think. But first do your emotional clearing, you know, that whole lifetime one. So now you did that, and now you want to get on that call, which is Thursday night. So what you do is you say, okay, that call typically can last up to an hour and a half, an hour for sure, maybe an hour and a half. I'd go longer on a lot of them. And so what happens is you specify now that you want to get rid of the cloned replicas that keep coming back to you continuously with this problem, this injury that you're dealing with, or whatever it could be. And so what happens is we get rid of, you know, maybe we go through, I'll just say a dozen to maybe, say 20, something like that, of energies to, as you're focusing on your one issue, to get this thing out of you, and very possibly it may leave you. So it's much like, kind of like timeline crashing, but we're dealing with the actual alien, the issue itself. A timeline crashing can help too. They're kind of similar, but that's the call that I would get on, and it's $20. And it starts at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern, and that's our call. That's on Thursdays. And so the aliens see you as having a problem, and they all hop on board, and they create timelines, so you want to get them out of you. And so we do, you know, a lot of clearings, and you just specify what you want to have worked with, and you keep working with that and throughout the whole call. And that's the way that works. And so once you get rid of the last alien that's dealing with you, remember, the last program, every 10 minutes when you're living, they hand off your blueprint to another alien race. Well, we're getting rid of those alien races. And so all of a sudden, if for some reason, there's no more alien races out there giving you this problem because they're focusing on it, you know, waiting to come into you, and we get rid of them, then automatically that problem should disappear from you. So that's the way it works. So back to you, Cindy.
Ron, just to clarify or make sure, you were saying that if somebody has reoccurring pains or issues, that they should be sure and go on the Thursday call.
Yes, the Thursday call, yes, uh-huh. And, you know, that's what I would do first. I'd first do the emotional whole lifetime clearing. You should have that one. It, you know, don't waste your time doing other clearings because you need to get that off of you because that's your DNA history. That's what they're using to connect with you. That's your foundation. That's the aliens coming into your door and seeing what's wrong with you. So you want to get rid of that. Next, you could probably get on that Thursday call. And maybe you got a barcode. Maybe you want to do that reoccurring barcode on your back. But, you know, I would first do the Thursday call and see what happens. So it looks like our time is kind of getting close to the end here. We'll do the mind to heart drop. Do you have anything to add or anything come in just briefly here, Cindy?
Well, something did just pop up here. Let me just see here. Okay. This one is a little bit longer. So what I'd like to share with everyone, creationlightship.com is Ron's website with clearings, including free clearings, and the events are listed up at the top for the Sunday intensive conference, and below that are the special weekly clearings, including the Thursday clone body removal Ron just spoke about. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Okay, Ron.
Okay, we'll do the mind to heart drop, everybody. So remember, you have to command your spirit out loud to do this for you. So you're telling it out loud. You're not using mind energy, you know, where you're thinking inside of your head. So now you're in the physical, okay? And you're telling your spirit to help you out. So now, you know, before the whole day here, before you did this, it was just probably there doing nothing, waiting for you to communicate with it. And it doesn't want to hear all of your thoughts because that's darkness. So it's probably going to sleep. Okay. So here we go. So you're going to command your spirit out loud right away. It goes, what's happening here? Geez. First time in my life this person's talking to me. You know, wow, what's going on here? You know, so you want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. And then we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards for instructions for your spirit to take that energy. And after you do it for a week, you can just do 3, 2, 1 if you like, or whatever. But I use 10 to 1 for the newbies, and also you can actually feel the energy moving. So it's up to you. Both ways will work fine. So here we go, dropping down those thoughts. Become in peace and source energy with your spirit. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There you go, everybody. You're now at peace, and enjoy that as long as you can. See you later, and do this as often as you like. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Cindy.
Thanks, Ron.